الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: للذين يؤلون من نسائهم تربص أربعة أشهر فإن فاءوا فإن الله غفور رحيم وإن عزموا الطلاق فإن الله سميع عليم. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in today's lesson, we will be speaking about the mas'ala of ila. And what is ila? Ila is where a person takes an oath, he takes a qasam in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he will not have carnal relations or sexual intercourse with his spouse. Now, in this oath that he takes, Mufassirin and Fuqaha have mentioned that this case has now four scenarios. The first scenario is, he takes a qasam in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he will not come to his wife, he will not have sexual intercourse with his wife for a time. And the time limit is not fixed. So he just says he will not come to his wife for a time. The second scenario is, the time limit is fixed and it's fixed for a period of 4 months. And again he takes a qasam in the name of Allah that he will not come to his wife for a period of 4 months. And the third scenario is, the time limit is fixed to a period that is more than 4 months. And the last scenario, the fourth scenario, the time limit is fixed to a period less than 4 months. According to the fuqaha, in the first three scenarios, if a person decides to come to his wife, to take his wife, to have sexual relations with his wife, before these 4 months can complete, then he may do so, and that nikah is still intact and valid. But there is one shart, condition: this person will have to give a kafara for breaking his oath, because he took a qasam in the name of Allah that he is not going to have sexual relations with his wife. But if these 4 months complete, they come to an end, then an irrevocable divorce takes place, and this person will only be able to resume his marriage if they have to remarry with her consent. In other words, he cannot just take her back into his marriage. In the fourth scenario, if the time limit is fixed to a time which is less than 4 months, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him that he should wait till the completion of that time. In other words, don't break your oath. And then he may take his wife back and there is no divorce that takes place, because the time limit is fixed to a period that is less than 4 months. So Quran says, لِلَّذِينَ يُؤْلُونَ مِن نِسَائِهِمْ تَرَبُّصُ أَرْبَعَةِ أَشْهُرُ, that for those people who take these oaths, that they will not have sexual relations with their wives, Allah says there's a waiting period of 4 months before any divorce can come into effect. فَإِنْ فَاءُ, now in this interim, that is, from the time he took this oath till the completion of this time, if a person changes his mind and he decides to now have sexual relations with his wife, then remember, Allah is Ghafoor Rahim, Allah will forgive him, Allah is merciful. In other words, he may do so, but remember, he still has to give that kafara for breaking his oath. And then Allah says, وَإِنْ عَزَمُوا, but if they resolve on the divorce, in other words, during this interim, he doesn't change his mind, he says that he will wait for this time to pass, and then wait for that irrevocable divorce to take place, so he may do so then also, but Allah says, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ, Allah hears what you say, and Allah also knows your intentions, why you are waiting for those 4 months to pass by. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us also from these divorces and talaq to take place, and from saying such statements. May Allah protect us. Wallahu a'lam. Alhamdulillah.